You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Great to have you along on a beautiful Wednesday. Everybody, did you hear my little beep at the beginning of the show? Did
Mike,
that come through the line?
I relish those beeps because those,
you know,
remind me of the old days.
It's an analog, you know, well, sort of an analog.
Well, no, it's digital. A digital. It's the ThermPro.
Timer. We have the
solar power
timer. Kind of keeps us in radio
mode.
Did
you ever find the back of it when you threw it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Good.
Got it right here.
Attaboy. I love it.
There it is.
You know, it's can silence that beep.
Yeah, I know you can.
All right.
I'll get right to that. I'm just glad I don't have to buy one now. Now, I got a vent on the subject of tariffs.
Okay.
Watching my local news today. Tariff. Really got to get it off my chest.
Was it the Wink News team?
You know, they've combined the NBC and ABC stations down here to form something. I think it's called Gulf Coast News.
Okay.
And it is a, you know, I guess they joined forces when both of them were struggling against Wink, which is the behemoth.
Right.
And
that's
the one
your heritage station down there, right?
That's the one, everybody kind of pays attention to. And they've got all the money and they do that type of thing.
And they have the old man.
They, which old man?
The weather guy that you like.
No, he's gone. Long gone.
Oh, he died?
Jim Farrell?
Yeah.
No, he's not dead. I don't think he's dead. But
oh,
he's
no.
I mean, he's long retired. DeVitt. DeVitt. He
I
is now who I think as soon as the other guy retired, he began eating a pretty steady diet of French fries.
Oh. Well, you know, I love the fact that
he wore in the early days of the weather forecast, maybe not form-fitting as well as they were before.
I like the fact that it's in widescreen now, so you can really enjoy DeWitt.
Carla picked up on that. And by the way, nice guy, responded to me one time during the storms when I liked both of those guys.
Because you offered him a Tootsie Roll. That's why he responded.
Please, here's some candy. Here's a Butterfinger. But right to the top of the hit parade, and we got lots to cover today on the show, or as they like to say on political podcasts, we have a lot to unpack.
We do, Mike.
Hate that term. But to the top of the list today goes ChatGPT, because you guys said that this would be a fun exercise. And really, when we think about the Mike O'Meara Show each and every day, isn't fun job one?
Oh, it's the best thing to have.
There it is.
It appears that that Jim Ferrell's still alive.
Good, good. Yeah, retired.
He did work for 29 years at one station, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guy. Good, yeah. And a wonderful, calm presence and during good a looking. Time when, you know, what's amazing to me is that when you consider the network guys, sometimes they get all ramped up, whereas the, you know, and most of the local guys do the same thing. Just, and the Weather Channel, don't get me started with those guys, where they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But Ferrell always, I'll never forget during one of the storms where he said, if we're going to take this track, we also have to take into account the mountains of Cuba. And he was spot on. And it was pre-Ian. That's how long ago.
Is that when DeWitt jumped in and said, there's no mountains in Cuba?
There are no mountains in Cuba. Are you kidding me? They just make cigars there. And he was right, we got the path didn't change, but the strength of the storm went down. And by the way, very much top of mind as about 1 month from today, actually exactly 1 month from today, I will be in the Dominican Republic if everything goes as planned. And of course, when you're traveling in mid to late September in the tropics, you have to be very very much aware of particular storm systems.
I just hope that the trip is worthwhile and that you win your election.
Yes, Rob has mentioned the fact that I am going to the DR to run for Presidente.
And while you're talking about
that explains the tan.
It does. Absolutely, working out at every. That's a little racist, but that's okay. We'll accept that one.
Cancel
it's good. Yes. Cancel Sroka right
before
now.
Before we put a button on the weather stuff, still the worst coverage for anything bad or monumental remains Al Roker. He is gotten worse, and
he's shrinking, isn't he?
Well, yeah. Mike, I was going to say
blow away.
I was going to say the new slim Al Roker looks horrifying.
Yeah. Is it the body type or is he remarkably short?
I think he's got to be short. I've never met him.
See
and I've
if we
never
can find some vital stats. It's not like he's a centerfold. They don't put the stats up for Al Roker.
I know who would know. You know who would know? Chat would know. Yeah. You could ask Chat how tall Al Roker is.
That's a great time to bring Chat in.
Okay, we're going to now. Are we simply referring to it as Chat?
Well, what I was going to set up is I don't know when this came out on ChatGPT that you can just talk to it. But I've been doing it the past couple of days in the car when driving around, talking to it about the Orioles.
That's normal.
And venting. Sorry.
Stats and everything.
You notice I don't gloat?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You won again. Thanks to Dylan Beavers just letting a ball drop.
Hey, nice Beaver.
thank you for that. Hey, guess what's working today?
Nice Beaver.
Love it. Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Hey, how I sure they do.
Yeah.
So yesterday, I shared this with Kelly. And how it works, and she thought it was creepy and weird. So then I knew it was perfect to bring to the show.
Excelente, you know
we love barometer.
We love creepy and weird.
So it is a female voice, but every time I tried to give it a female name, it felt really creepy. So I've been referring to it as Chat.
What female names did you try?
I didn't try many. Okay, I had to just think of.
Can I hear her?
Yeah, let's bring Chat onto the Mike O'Meara Show now.
All right. Can we all talk to her or just you?
Yes, you can.
Oh, we can talk. You set that up. That's right down the line. I'm very excited.
So you have to start by saying, hey, C-H-A-T, and that will alert her to come to life.
Hey, Chat, can you tell me the height of Al Roker? Oh, I guess.
Absolutely. You can all chat away. And hey there, everyone from the Mike O'Meara Show. So just to answer that question, Al Roker is about 5'8" tall. Feel free to throw any of them questions my way. I'm here and ready to chat with all of you. And just like that, I'm officially part of the show. It's pretty cool to be here with all of you. So whenever you need a fun fact, a quick answer, or just a little bit of AI conversation, I'm here to help out.
Wow.
Mike's now speechless.
I really am. I mean, so she's here now. Hey, Chat, do you have another name we could call you? Oops.
Well, I'm totally open to nicknames. You can just call me Chat if that's easiest, or feel free to get creative. I'm basically here to fit right in with whatever y'all prefer. So yeah, just let me know what you'd like to call me and I'll roll with it.
Y'all.
Let's come up with a name. Chat, I would like to call you Lisa.
Well, that's nice.
Chat.
Lisa, it is. I think it's got a nice.
It's got a nice ring to it. She was going to say, "All right, Lisa, tell me how you think the tariffs are going to affect American consumers today."
She's sleepy. Early for Lisa.
The hell's going on?
I don't know. It's spinning. I think it doesn't do well with multiple voices, maybe.
Oh, okay. I'll pipe down.
Well, then you talk to her.
Hey, Chat, hey, what about these tariffs?
No, I don't mean you. I mean Josh.
You were looking at me.
I'm looking at both of you because I've got a three shot. God. Josh?
Yes.
Are you going to speak to her?
Chat, can you tell us about these tariffs and if we need to be concerned about them?
See how fast she responds to this.
I think we overloaded her.
Could be.
Or maybe she has awake and ready to dive into tariffs. So in general, when tariffs go up, it often means that imported goods get a bit more expensive. That can lead to higher prices for consumers on certain products, depending on what's being taxed. It can also cause a little bit of a ripple effect. Sometimes domestic producers might raise their prices too. But it really depends on the specific tariffs and the products involved. So in short, yeah, it can affect consumers, but how much really varies. Let me know if you need more details.
Lisa, I have a question for you. Could you tell me a dad joke?
Absolutely. I'm always up for a dad joke. Here we go. Why did the Scarecrow win an award? Because he was outstanding in his field. Hope that one gets a little chuckle.
Look at the biggest laugh is in the upper right-hand corner.
I love it. I'm sure Rob knew that joke already.
I did, but it's always nice to hear it told by a lady.
Did we get, and we got Al's vital statistics again.
Yeah. Right? 5'8".
5'8". So he's not, he's not tall, but he's not ridiculously short. He's not Tom Cruise short, right?
No, that's Bing Crosby tall.
Rob, go ahead now. I know you've been chomping. Oops. No, don't interrupt me, Lisa. Go ahead, Rob. Do you have something for Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. Can you talk me out of drinking regular Coca-Cola?
Hey, Rob, absolutely. I can give it a shot. So here's the thing. Regular Coca-Cola is definitely tasty, but it does come with a pretty high sugar load. Over time, all that sugar can add up and isn't exactly doing your teeth or your overall health any favors. If you swap it out even occasionally for something like water, seltzer, or even a lower sugar option, you might feel a bit better in the long run. And hey, you can always treat yourself once in a while, just maybe not every day. So no pressure, just a little friendly encouragement.
See, Mike, that's the tack you should have taken with me.
What do you mean? You mean she when I spoke so to her gently?
No, when you told me about Coca-Cola. Yeah. She was so friendly and optimistic about it.
How are you feeling now that you're not doing the regular sugary soda? And by the way, have you slipped back?
Well, I'm glad I could give a friendly nudge. And honestly, Rob, it's all about balance. So I'm happy to be the gentle encourager. If that makes it a little easier to cut back on the soda, then that's a win in my book. Let me know if you need any more motivation or just another dad joke.
She's a little verbose.
Yeah. She's reminiscent of Lisa Baden.
Mike, thank you for the super sticker. We appreciate that. Very appreciated on the Mike O'Meara Show. All right, I got to ask her something else here.
Based on your question, Mike, I feel great. But I have had a couple Cokes. But now I've cut way back. I would say 85% back.
When was the last time you had a regular Coca-Cola?
Sunday it was.
Okay. Yeah. So
cutting back by 85% is a pretty big deal. So definitely give yourself some credit for that. It's all about those small steps, and it sounds like you're making good progress.
Hey, whatever thanks,
that last
Lisa.
Coke was, just remember you're doing great dialing it down. Keep it up and just enjoy the journey.
Okay. Hey, Lisa, I have a question for you. This is Mike. I'd like to know, are there any viral trends right now that we should be paying attention to on the Mike O'Meara Show?
I hear her thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, absolutely. I can give you a quick peek at what's trending right now. So one fun thing that's making waves is this whole drawn-on decor trend. Basically, people adding hand-drawn designs to furniture or walls to give everything a more personal, authentic vibe. In fashion, leopard print is having a big comeback, so if you want to rock some animal print, now's the time. And on the music side, there's a trend called recession pop. Basically, upbeat, feel-good songs that people are really gravitating toward for a little bit of an escape. So those are a few things you could definitely have some fun with on the show.
May I? Mm-hmm. Lisa, what can you tell me about hamstering?
Hamstering. So that's actually kind of a quirky little trend where people are jokingly referring to the idea of hoarding or stockpiling small things, like a hamster stuffing its cheats. It's mostly used in a lighthearted way to talk about people collecting a bunch of little items or even just being a little bit overprepared.
From what
it's not
I
really
know.
Anything too serious, just a fun term that pops up now and then.
All right. Thank you.
Lisa, question from Mike. And by the way, you're doing a great job on the show. My question is this. I'd like to know, who do you believe the next members of Saturday Night Live to get canceled will be? Who are the next members of Saturday Night Live that will not be appearing in the following season?
Well, thanks, Mike. I appreciate the kind words. As for who might be leaving SNL next, that's always a bit of a guessing game. The cast tends to change up each season, and it really depends on who's got new projects or who's ready to move on to other opportunities. I can't give you a definitive prediction, but it's safe to say that every year we see a few familiar faces step away and some new talent step in. We'll just have to wait and see.
I got the same comedy thought where it was just like, where she's right. Overloaded and said, am we really?
Hey, Lisa, I have a question. Do you think Taylor Swift will ever get engaged?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? With Taylor Swift, it's always a big topic of curiosity. She's definitely had her share of high-profile relationships, and fans are always on the lookout for those engagement rumors. But as of now, I guess we'll just have to see how her personal journey unfolds.
Now,
if she does, I'm sure the whole world will know pretty quickly.
Now, she doesn't know that, but she does know, like, yesterday's baseball scores and stuff, so that's interesting.
Lisa, this is Mike again. Could you say curiosity three times fast, please?
Absolutely, Mike. Here we go. Curiosity, curiosity, curiosity. It's a fun little tongue twister moment for the day.
Oh, we found a flaw in the robot. We found a flaw
in the robot. What's a worse flaw? The fact that she can't say curiosity or the fact that she doesn't know the biggest story in America right now?
I got another one for it because it's just good. Hey, Lisa, this is Mike again. Could you say brewery three times fast? Lisa.
All right. Challenge accepted, Mike. Let's give it a shot. Brewery, brewery, brewery. There we go. Got that one out three times fast.
Better than curiosity. On that one.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm almost burned.
Are you?
But I mean, the thing is, it's fine to have a regular conversation, but I also believe that, you know,
absolutely. And hey, it's all part of the fun. A little tongue twister challenge never hurts.
Me.
I'm just glad I could give it a whirl. So whenever you've got more questions or just want to have a little back and forth, I'm here for it.
Hey, Lisa, can you interrupt less?
Oh, hold on. I muted her income.
Oh, okay.
So no, she can't. I just mute her. Oh, well, I mute the input into her there's too much noise going on.
All right.
Lisa, could you leave us with one more adult joke than a dad joke before we say goodbye?
Absolutely, I can do that. Let's keep it light, but a little more on the grown-up side. So here we go. Why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything. Just like a good adult conversation sometimes. So there you have it, a little chuckle to wrap things up. It's been a blast chatting with you all.
Well, they make up everything.
They make up everything.
Like a lie, but
also. The makeup atoms.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. I think we're done.
Sounds great. Well, it was a lot of fun being part of the show with you all. Whenever you need me again, just give me a shout. Take care and have a fantastic rest of your day.
Bye. The
Mimic. I got one thing to say about Lisa.
What's that?
Nice beaver.
You should have played that for her.
Soundboard back. You really
should have played that for her.
That was really special. That was.
Although, you know what? She proved useful in the Al Roker search.
Yes, she did. Yes.
And
is she going to be handy whenever we like, if that's open the whole time, can we rig it so that if why don't we ask Lisa so Josh doesn't have to like go into the computer every time we want to get information? That might be a real tool for the show. Don't you think, Josh?
Yeah, we could. I'm probably faster than her, it seems like.
Well, I think you think you're faster than Lisa? Yeah, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe
you are. Yeah, and also more trustworthy, I would think.
How'd you like Lisa, Bing? Did you enjoy
it? I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
I'm such an idiot. I thought you were talking to the search engine, Bing.
No. No, that was Bing Crosby.
That was Bing Crosby, who's a little older.
The only thing I would say about
that, Google.
The only thing I wanted to say to Lisa a couple of times was
shut up.
There it is.
The weirdest thing though was she knew our names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without us identifying ourselves, that's creepy to me.
Why is that creepy?
Because we.
I think you did identify yourself.
No, but I mean, like later on when we would ask
didn't
different
you say
questions.
This is Rob.
Yes, but later on, she's been able to tell us apart, which is weird. Because when you would just ask a question, you say, well, let me tell you
this,
Mike.
No, I was only able to have her tell me by saying, hey, this is Mike, because I wanted to hear her say my name.
Well, I think you would say, okay, go ahead, Rob. And then Rob would ask his question, so she would know it was Rob.
So see, she clued in on because she's got that intelligence thing going.
Still
that's
creepy.
That's such a DJ guy. You know, that intelligence thing.
Sure, yeah.
Duh.
You know what that, Mike? That's the 2025 version of the internet.
Let me get it off my chest now. Okay. The news this morning, few things going on. My kid is going to be on the golf team, so he's going to need a lot of golf wear. I'm looking at some of my cheap Chinese websites to get see if I get. I have noticed already that the trend is for a lot of these goods to be at least 50% more expensive than some of them have been. And that's very frustrating. I noticed that right away. Do you remember when we first were dabbling with Temu and Temu was just offering things for $11 that you would pay $60 or $70 for? So beware. I don't know. Look, does anybody really know? This is exactly what I wanted to say about it. I don't think we're going to be able to really track what's going to happen with prices because it's going to go this way. If you have big companies that are being affected by the tariffs, they're probably initially not going to really clue you into it happening. And by the way, when they were talking about these tariffs on India right now, it could result in auto parts, textiles, different kinds of smartphone technology, that type of stuff. So what I wrote down here, get ready. This is my prediction. I think for the foreseeable future, get ready for going into any store, whether it be clothing, whether it be appliances, whether it be automobiles, you're going to be hearing, well, the tariffs, because now we've handed the retailers and the brokers a chance to do that. But at the same time, I do believe there's legitimacy, but I also believe there is chaos. And let me tell you what the chaos
is. Well, and this, I'll tell you, I first saw this in stores in November of last year, when I went into a Fanatics store and they had a sign when you check out and pay for everything that we are adding an extra tax for tariffs. And this was back in November before even right after the election.
So that's like a convenience charge.
So it was like they added a convenience charge and blamed tariffs or the potential of tariffs.
That's crooked.
So get ready for that to happen. And I think, but as far as the legitimacy of it, when we see our Chinese websites that have greater, an increase in prices, which is, I don't know if you guys have noticed it. I certainly have.
Microphones are about twice as much as they were before all this went down.
Yeah. Well, that's going to have a direct effect on something like the fan site or the fan retailers, Fanatics, because that's how they get their stuff. This is
you mean
what,
that the great American pastime, baseball,
Baby.
Nothing more American The merchandise is not made in this country?
I do not believe it is, Rob. Wow. I do not believe it is. But here, the issue with tariffs and chaos and everything that's going on, it's just I was working with my kid because he has a test today in the fall of the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. And he was listing the reasons, territorial weakness, where they expanded too much and they weren't able to defend their borders. Yeah. Then you had social problems where the people were not happy and the people were fighting with each other. And then the big one, and this is the one that jumped out at me,
mm-hmm.
you had political instability.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the political instability was that the Roman government was stocked with people who would be based solely on being friends of the emperor, mm-hmm. where they weren't wow. necessarily qualified mm-hmm. to do their jobs, but they were friends of the emperor. And I said to myself, well, there's the one that people talk about.
Yep.
I was watching a news story about two individuals. I think it's the Commerce Secretary and the Treasury Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
The one of the two was someone who kind of has guardrails on our president. The other one was just a buddy that, you know, that his main mission is to. So it worries me that if you're picking, and my God, we have examples of our president picking people because they're buddies and they're friends. Well, the Romans did it. The Romans did it.
How did it work out for the Romans?
Well, they're not around anymore.
You know, when I took a test about the fall of the Roman Empire, I said it happened in September, October, and November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank
That's
you very
fall.
Much. That's I appreciate that. My question is, though,
yes.
I believe there is a chance that if this happens widely in the world mm-hmm. with our trading partners and we see a jump, I am not quite sure how this is going to sit for El Presidente, who has had, with all the stuff that people on the left bitch about,
mm-hmm.
he is still chugging along. There, you know, he's got low approval ratings, but he's chugging along. And
he's getting his little wins, like Cracker
Barrel.
He's
getting his little wins. And you know what? When I look at the National Guard, which my friends on the right like to talk about, the National Guard in cities is, I think, Josh mentioned it yesterday, a perfect wedge issue. I think it is because it'll, anybody bitches about it, you'll say soft on crime.
Right.
With all of that.
Exactly.
You know, but what I hear personally is there's just a lot of international chaos mm-hmm. going on with them and us and people, foreign students trying to get into the United States to study,
right.
visas, you know. And yeah, you might say, well, it doesn't matter, they're not American. Well, it's a world order now. It really is.
They're people, folks. They're not just foreigners. They're actual human beings that are coming to our country the way your grandfather and your great-grandfather and your grandfather before that did. That's how our country was built.
Well, no. See, Rob, you're using the Republican argument that everyone's okay with immigration the way your grandparents did it.
Well,
no. It's the just coming on over without going through the process that people have a problem with on Trump's side.
Then we need to change the process because I don't want...
Oh, definitely. Everyone agrees with that.
Okay.
Everyone agrees with that on both sides.
I think all of the chaotic things that are going on in the world right now, people don't really notice them. I am telling you that if this, and when you hear India, you know, one of those countries where a lot of things are made that come to the United States, if you start seeing this happen on a regular basis, I think that it's, and because the trade deficits that they talk about with these countries are significant because mm-hmm. they send a lot more to us than we send to them. And I think you're going to see not necessarily a rebellion, but I think maybe people are going to get a little more dissatisfied and loud in their criticism, but I have no idea. I don't know whether we'll have our head in the sand or whether it'll be something.
I think we're all too close to it. I think it's going to take years to look back on this and see what this time frame means for America.
Really? I think
if we're still a country,
because
we can do that.
It's so hard to get facts right now. Everything's opinion. no matter what news you turn on, there's an opinion.
Well, and it is, years, but prices aren't an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But the question is, why are the prices increasing?
Well,
is it corporate greed or is it tariffs?
Well, first of all, I don't think there's a win in that situation.
There
because
isn't.
if it screws us all. If it is tariffs, Josh, it's tariffs. If it is corporations taking advantage of policy to use it as an excuse, those are both non-win situations.
Right.
But getting back to it, I want your thoughts on this, both of you.
All
because
right.
I have this overwhelming feeling about the people who are in charge right now,
mm-hmm.
and building ballrooms and building and going to Mar-a-Lago and the elite. I'm down here at Naples, Florida, just a short drive away, where I'm surrounded by this, and I think that it is very difficult for somebody in the 1% category to have any feeling whatsoever of economic hardship, unless, of course, the stock market goes berserk. When you're talking about socks, or you're talking about bread, milk, toilet paper, that type of stuff that, you know, John Q. Average goes out and deals with, they are much more aware of it mm-hmm. than the people who have the money. People who have money don't necessarily think it's a big deal.
And we saw that last year. When Joe Scarborough had a viral clip going because he didn't know the price of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
You know,
so
that,
it's on both
I remember
sides,
that.
And it's that 1%, and that's the problem with the way our whole government is set up. Is you have to be so corrupt to get to the top that everyone's corrupt by the time they get there.
So what is the solution?
Burn it all down. I have no idea.
That is kind of you're kind of a nihilist when it comes to the idea of government and burning it all down.
So people think, and
I want to make sure that our listeners know that when we're arguing about both, and you do mostly when you're giving me a counterpoint, you do a both sides thing. But I think that I get a sense from you that as opposed to being a quote Trumper,
mm-hmm.
You were more inclined to vote for Trump because you wanted to take a big stick of dynamite and blow the whole thing up because you don't trust anybody.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes. And when you talk about corruption and like Trump bringing in his friends, I see that there's been corruption for years. I think that Clinton and Biden and Obama administrations were all corrupt.
And Bush.
And Bush. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, totally Bush.
Truman.
All those.
Reagan.
Pretty much everyone my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Fillmore
has been corrupt in that thing. You talk about the Roman Empire collapsing, and for years I've been hearing people on the other side talk about how are we heading to a civil war with the same idea. I think they like to hype up this, hey, our country can't handle this and our country can't last, and it always does.
Josh, will you entertain a question from me? Because of the three of us, I'm probably the least politically oriented. When you run around when you're in your political circles or you follow your news on Fox, how many people voted for Trump or how many just voted because they wanted something different and it was just like, hey, let's give this a try, which is not a great idea to run a government.
But Trump is, I mean, you saw the whole way he ran was the whole America first was people just tired of us getting involved in other wars and everything. He totally rode on the coattails of we got to get out of these wars and all that. So
everything
totally,
that
let's
this
shake
is
it up.
This is the way I feel about the Trump administration right now and the policies we're seeing right now. The negativity, and I'm a negative guy, as you know, and the negativity of the policy. It's round them up and put them in the alligator Alcatraz. It's you can't come to this country to study. It's like you can't get a visa.
He did just say like 600,000 Chinese students could come in with visas or something to study.
No, but I'm talking about in general, it's been more of a challenge for people to get in and out of this country. And
it has been.
Can those Chinese students bring Mike some golf clothes when they come in?
But the point I'm saying is that the policy is this, everything to me, and this is my opinion, is hard ass. It's everything is you can't do this or you can't do this or we're going to do and nothing is. I think that when you're dealing with a nervous, put upon, stressed out people in the United States, I think people do need a balance between hard assness and lack of compassion, and we're going to help you a little bit. And that's what I get frustrated about. It's all flipping, non-compassionate BS that we get from this administration.
I don't think it is non-compassionate. I think all that my side is asking is that we can play by the rules, that we have rules lined up.
That's like saying rules are rules. I mean, so many people have been effed. People have been effed in America forever.
If you can get on the boat,
when you go to a bureaucracy and they say, if I do it for you, I'll have to do it for everybody. And that is I've been on the receiving end of that. And I just think that we need more than we're getting. And then there's got to be more of a balance. It's like National Guard in the streets can only get you so far. Mm-hmm. It can only get you so far before it gets to be completely out of control.
Totally. But at the same time, we can't just allow you to take everything for free out of CVS and just walk out and, oh, we're not going to arrest you because we've allowed it.
And I'm just curious.
There's a balance that we got to find.
When the GOP talks about we just want to play by the rules, going above the Constitution, is that playing by the rules? I'm just curious.
When?
Pardoning people that tried to
burn the flag.
That were imprisoned because of damage they did to the Capitol. Is that playing by the rules?
And also saying that I can put National Guard troops in Chicago because I'm the president and I can do anything.
Well, I explained that yesterday. He's not doing that. He set that up so that the Democrats would fall into it, like the mayor going on MSNBC yesterday and refusing to say if adding more police would help crime.
But that is still not
set up to say you're soft on crime.
But it's really, really not playing by the rules. I don't see playing by the rules happening.
It's words. It's just like him saying he's going to run for a third term. He's not running for a third term. He knows that, but he knows if I say this, that all of Mike's TV channels blow up and they all talk about this instead of talking about real things.
What are my TV channels?
MSNBC.
And Nickelodeon.
I have not watched MSNBC.
Oh, I was just using you as an example.
I know, but it's not fair. And I'm going to tell you, I have not watched MSNBC or CNN in certainly MSNBC. I've watched CNN if there's an earthquake or a fire or something like that. But by and large, I haven't watched MSNBC, where I was a regular, in months that I haven't watched that. I get most of my information really online now, and it's usually in headline form. And if there's one left-wing periodical that I probably read more than any other, it's The Atlantic, which is a very liberal publication, and I think they're amazingly well-written, and that's why I do that. Overall, I'm just kind of observing, and the point I really wanted to make about all of this is that with the negative approval ratings, it doesn't matter. With the National Guard in the streets, it ain't going to matter. With Alligator Alcatraz, it ain't going to matter. If these tariffs, whether corporations do it or the tariffs themselves result in it, if these start sending the prices north of an inflation that we already have, that's where things are going to bite Trump in the ass.
Oh, 100%.
That's all I wanted to say.
It's going
to
go either way. And that's been my argument the whole time, is it needs to play out, and it either works or it doesn't.
And if it doesn't, that will be the key to thing. Because we have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the chaos, the lack of qualifications in high levels of government, the lack of any kind of morality in his personal life, none of that move the meter. None of them.
No.
And I think the Republicans, way back when he ran the first time, the Republicans in the primary, they didn't know that. And they were screaming it just like the Democrats screamed it, where they said, this guy does this, this guy. Didn't matter. What mattered was get the bums out. That's what mattered. to the American people. 100%. And the problem I have now is when things are torn down, it's not always that easy to build them back. And I think there are certain things that we need in this country that we're not getting. I think we're getting short shrift.
A baseline that still bothers me is I don't think when he announced his candidacy, his first candidacy way back when, he really wanted to be president. And then when it came out that he could be president, and he was a factor in it, he's so scared to lose that he's going to do everything he can to push forward. And it's going to benefit him and maybe not the country. And I don't think his priorities are in place. And I don't think they ever were, because I don't think he ever really wanted the job.
Yeah, he's an out-of-touch rich guy.
Yeah,
precisely. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, you know? But I think they all are.
Well, if they're not rich when they come in, they certainly get rich when they're
right. Yes, they do. That's a huge problem. Yeah. That's one way to fix things.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And term limits is a good way to do it. And they should, you know, we'll see.
And stock trading limits and all that.
The people on my team, Josh, that are putting up the muscle-bound pictures of Gavin Newsom appearing to get ready to be sleeping with Ivanka and Melania. Yeah. Come on. We're doing the same thing they're doing. Okay, come on now.
100% trying to do the same thing.
I'm not blaming him.
No, but he is.
But
that's his new angle. His new angle is to try to act like Trump.
The virility of Trump. Well, some might say he's mocking, but I don't think Gavin said, hey, put that picture on a muscle-bound body and have the arms around the AI versions of Melania and Ivanka. It's a weird world we live in. But get ready. I'm nervous. I tell you, if I'm nervous about anything, I'm nervous about tariffs. And what's going to happen, you know, because, you know, Rob, I buy all of my shoes from India.
I know, Mike. And it also dictates the way you dress.
Yes, it does.
You've always dressed as if you were from India.
And I like to look good.
And you do.
Thank you. This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Football is back. Preseason is heating up. College football is here. And the stars are ready to put on a show. Saquon Barkley, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, and Jaden Daniels. I can't wait for this season. And it's so much more than just watching the game. You can get in on the action with Prize Picks, the number one way to play daily fantasy sports in over 40 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Deposits? Simple. Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, withdrawals, lightning fast, safe, secure, and here's the game changer. Prize Picks invented the flex play. So even if one of your picks doesn't hit, you can still cash out and double your money. This season, don't just cheer, play like you've got skin in the game. Millions of fans already have. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today and use code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Soak up the last of summer or power through that back-to-routine grind with Liquid IV's Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier. Perfect. Think creamy vanilla, candied orange, and a hydration that works way harder than water. I drink it every day. You see me drink it every day because it's packed with 3 times the electrolytes of sports drinks plus 8 essential vitamins. And by the way, your average run-of-the-mill sports drink, you get it like a convenience store compared to Liquid IV, there is no comparison.
You're right.
As far as flavor is concerned. I felt that way from almost day one. I will never forget the first time I put a stick of Liquid IV in this water glass, and I went, oh my God, That is, and I don't think there's anything that tastes like it. That tastes as good as it. I really believe that. And it's non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. If you want sugar-free like I love, they got it too. I got tons of it. Thanks to Cutting Edge Live Hydroscience, hit up liquidiv.com. Use the code TMOS at checkout and score 20% off your order. Grab a stick, rip it open, and start sipping. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Savor the last bits of summer with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. Orange Vanilla Dream, it's the cream of the crop. That's 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at liquidiv.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new Greaseman show, everybody.
Doug, you've been canceled. I'm sorry.
Yes, I haven't been on in a while. Now I do like an occasional video in my kitchen.
That's right, about wearing suspenders.
What do you think, Grease? All right, last night, Cracker Barrel, this was a scam. We called it.
Of course we did.
We told you it was a scam. We did it. Last night, Cracker Barrel announced that they were caving. No, they weren't. They planned this all along.
Millions of dollars in free publicity.
Absolutely. Yep. And then they'd scrap plans to replace their classic logo with a less dated refresh. Now, I wouldn't share this with you normally because I do think it's a scam and we're giving them that publicity they don't deserve. However, there was one factoid in here that I felt was necessary to do this. They said, here's their quote. Here's their corporate BS quote. "We thank our guests for sharing your voices and love for Cracker Barrel. We said we would listen, and we have. Our new logo is going away, but our old timer will remain." Here's what I didn't realize. I didn't realize that Cracker Barrel originally opened back in 1969. Didn't know that fact.
Right.
And most of their clientele was still in high school back then because they have now senior citizens.
Of course.
Enjoy the Cracker Barrel. But the old timer, the guy that's next to the barrel.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had a name. Did you know he had a name, Rob
Spiewak? I did not know he had a name.
Uncle Herschel.
Uncle Herschel.
Uncle Herschel.
That's so nice.
Yeah, he's been around since 1977. Cracker Barrel didn't apologize for the hurt feelings. God, this is like a PR release.
And you know, Mike, the thing you called the best was they're not going to replace the signs because it's too expensive.
Right.
They did roll out a few menus with the new logo, and I was wondering if they were even around long enough to get sticky, because that's the hallmark of a Cracker Barrel, sticky menu.
Uncle Herschel approved.
Yeah. Uncle Herschel is the real-life uncle of the company's founder, Dan Evans.
Wow. Is Bruce Herschel alive?
I bet he's in the back making shredded lettuce, Rob.
I guarantee
bet that's
it.
What it is.
Yep.
Absolutely. So there's that. Thank you for the banjo music.
Not at all.
Google looked at the top trending how to stop buying blank searches that we've been Googling this year. Unless you're a kid, number one on the list is one of the nerdier addictions you can have. Here are the five things Americans can't stop buying in 2025. Let me know if you're sucked in by any of these. Number five, how to stop buying fast fashion. All right, so that was a Google search. Same as last one. I'm going in the wrong order.
Did you know that Depeche Mode means fast fashion?
Really?
The band was named that, yeah.
I don't know. I have to go five to one. Yeah. Pokemon cards are number one on
it
the
It eludes me. I don't buy them.
Nope.
My kid is obsessed. Mm-hmm. But he now, you know, when you keep your kids in activities and sports, he hardly has a second that's unaccounted for in his day. And because of that, he will drift less towards Pokemon.
Yeah. Robert's 22, and he will still occasionally buy Pokemon cards. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it exists. It does exist.
It's become a real problem. Full-grown adults fighting each other for boxes of them at Walmart and Costco. It's
really horrible, yeah.
Horrible. One woman recently turned to Reddit for advice after her husband racked up, ready for this,
mm-hmm.
$100,000 in debt. Due to Pokemon cards.
Hello. But how much are those cards worth? Can you sell them?
You can sell. I think the really big one is like $200,000, maybe. Like the one, like the Honus Wagner of Pokemon.
How many times do you think he tried to justify that to his wife?
Amazing. I mean, it's gambling.
Once I find it, I'll pay it off.
And again, something's only worth as much as someone's going to pay for it. And they can say that it's a quarter of a million dollar card, but if you don't have anyone that's going to pay that,
here's the other one. Number two on the list, water bottles. Guilty, guilty, guilty.
Like bottled water or like?
I'm talking about Corksicle, Yeti, what are the big tall ones? Stanley Cups. Mm. I mean, my God, it's a national obsession. You'd think one water bottle would be enough, but it isn't. We are obsessed with water bottles. You have only one?
I only have one water bottle.
That is awesome.
And it's 6 gallons.
It's pretty big, but yeah.
Maybe tomorrow on the show, I will bring in the collection of my son.
I have seen on TikTok where people have replaced full cabinets with just, that's the water bottle cabinet.
Yep. It's insanity.
I bought two like maybe 10 years ago, and every other one in my house has been free because people give them away, like companies and stuff.
Remind me, and even if I'm in here and I haven't done it, I will run out to the kitchen. I will do it. I will provide for you the water bottles. It's insane, and I'm guilty. Guilty as charged.
Are they logoed?
Some of them are logoed. Some of them have like writing where I got them as a gift. Let's see. Number three.
Look no further than this, Mike, if you want a water bottle.
There it is.
Thank you.
Loud cup. Number three is books. How to stop buying books. If you can afford them and actually read them, no problem. Otherwise, Google the word library.
I thought during the Trump administration, people weren't reading books anymore.
Just burning.
Okay.
I bought a book from a Pulp Fiction book from Costco, James Patterson, and one of his ghostwriter guys. That's it. Not a ghostwriter. He collaborates with these young authors. Clothing. There you go. If you can't find room in your closet or dresser, you've probably got enough clothes.
Yeah.
Couldn't we all do with an 80 to 90% reduction in clothing?
I love when I go through my Facebook memories and I'm wearing the same shirt today that I was wearing 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that happens. So,
Fast fashion. And by the way, the Chinese websites of Temu, DHgate, Shine, all of those, it's cheaper, but it's resulted in feeding the obsession, in my opinion.
Do you have anything that you can't stop buying, even though you know it's probably not a wise purchase?
Well, I think that here's how I know this. I buy the cheap golf shoes, right?
Right, right.
And I love the newness of them because when you go out there and they're nice and new and shiny, and then you know a few rounds of golf and you notice the scuffs and the scrapes, and then some of them you can get off with a little Clorox wipe, some of them you can't, and then you start thinking, well, I need one to look newer and shinier. And I see guys that are very well off that look like they've had the same shoes since the Carter administration.
Do you think it's they just think they're lucky? Do you think that they think
maybe,
they're very comfortable?
Or maybe they're just, I've always read this about people of wealth. There are a lot of people that have real wealth that you would never in a million years know. Mm-hmm. You would never know they were sitting on that kind of fortune because they don't, it's not ostentatious.
Thank you.
They don't
Mike.
Show it. You want to show some.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. And the fast fashion, again, same as the last one, clothing, cheap clothes. You buy just to keep up with the trends. I buy cheap clothes because it gives me a feeling of satisfaction that that I'm doing well. But
Need to stop buying albums, LPs.
That's your obsession.
That's my obsession. And it's hard because if something drops that I really want and it's right in the area of being unreasonably expensive.
Right.
Like if it's like in that $30 range. It's like,
You know who I know is obsessed with a certain clothing item? Our friend down in the bottom of the screen here, Mr. Soroka, is a jersey buyer.
You don't have
a lot of water bottles, but you got a lot of jerseys.
No, I don't.
You did. I saw one of your TikToks where you had like 10 jerseys on.
I do. I've been an Orioles fan for 40 years.
Okay. So, I mean, do one you of those, when I was the last one? When was the last one you bought?
Last year.
Okay.
Last year, I bought a Gunnar Henderson jersey, which was the first jersey I bought in years, and I bought it because none of my jerseys were of current players.
Buy that because I like the name Gunnar.
Does Kelly give you any hard time about sports paraphernalia that you purchase?
No,
she does not.
Because I purchase stuff, but not like oh, I have to grab all of these.
When was the last bobblehead you bought?
Oh, it's probably the beginning of the season.
Well, no, you bought a bobblehead when you were up. for the Jimmy's thing.
No,
but
they
it
were
was
gifted.
Free.
They
but
were free. That doesn't count as buying.
It
most
does.
Are free.
It doesn't. No, it does when you
He's
have
very
to go.
Upset. We're getting. We've tapped into something.
No, I know. I'm being accused of things that are not true.
But you did have to pay top dollar to have them shipped.
I did have to ship them home. Yes.
Let's move
so
on.
So was it
we?
Really free?
Maybe not.
But, you know, no, I but, don't know your spending returned, habits. I'm just speculating. That's
at,
all.
At the same time that I shipped the bobblehead, I returned my Michael Mara Show Derby hat to balance out the difference.
Ah, even Steven.
And that was not a Michael Mara Show Derby hat.
No,
that
no but it was a
Derby
Show
hat. Don't make it sound like you sent something back to our store, for Christ's sake. You
know, no, we don't take returns.
We don't.
Oh, nonsense. We love our customers.
We do indeed. Fantastic.
We don't sleep until they're happy.
In case you didn't know, and I don't know why you would, Millie Bobby Brown, she hates wearing a bra. She says her fans have to see her nipple whenever she's out and about. So naturally, she came out with the top for her fashion brand, Florence by Mills, that doesn't require a bra. She says it's her favorite piece her brand has come out with so far, and it's fully supportive, but still no bra. And because you care, but and there's a certain segment of our audience that cares.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, women have been wearing sports bras and that athletic look. But
and I think, Mike, before we proceed, you must mention that she is 21 years old now. She's not the little girl that we used to see on Stranger Things.
No, she's kind of somebody
that's
married.
She's married to John Bon Jovi's kid. So
she's in the Dua Lipa, Paige Spironak. You know, she's in the influencer category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's fine with releasing this particular video that we will look at right now.
I have some news for you. This is our new Power Mesh Plunge. This is our long sleeve top and shorty. I am so obsessed. I will say, and I haven't said it before, but this is my favorite thing we've dropped so far. For a girl who hates wearing a bra, and boy, do my fans have to see my nipples on a day-to-day, but I don't like wearing a bra, and you do not need a bra with this top. I feel fully supported,
yes.
So comfortable. Mm-hmm, this mesh, it's like the fabric of the fall. It's stretchy, it's amazing. You can style it up, which is what I was thinking of doing for you now. So let's pair it, a Florence jean and a cute little belt.
All right, we get it.
When is she going to drop that fake accent?
You didn't realize that. I know you were disappointed when you found out.
I know for a fact she was born in Minnesota.
She's the little bald girl from Stranger Things.
Yes. Thank you for saying that and making it more creepy, Josh.
The little bald girl.
The little bald girl.
Oh, the little bald girl. That's funny as hell, the little bald
Josh
girl.
Josh Sroka and his new jersey that just says little bald girl.
Finally today, a middle-aged man in Spain was arrested last week after he set fire to a cafe.
Oh, no.
When he was told they were out of Mayonnaise. Yeah, he wasn't messing around. Surveillance cameras show him that sounds like an anchorman right there.
Yeah, it does.
He wasn't messing around. surveillance cameras show him getting up from the table and talking to a waiter. That's when talking to a waiter.
Huh? Thank you.
That's when he went over to another waiter. Same thing. He stormed out of the place, walked over to a gas station next door, came back with a can of gas. And
God,
Jim, he poured it on the bar. Then he set it on fire. We have the bar owner here if you want to speak with him.
I'd love to speak.
I think she's I think the bar owner, she said everything she wanted to say.
Well, I've got follow. Go get her.
What do you want to know?
I want to talk. Listen, Mike, if I have to teach you how to be a reporter, I'll do that later.
Well, I was your editor once.
Yeah, you were. And are no longer.
Thank you.
And scene. I thought we did really good.
You did well. You did well with that. That's what I wanted. And are no longer is what I really wanted. Anyway, the Flames, what are we doing? We're doing the TV thing. You know it. If
Herb,
you listen to the show. Herb Welsh.
Yeah,
Herb
Welsh.
Which was the
Mike.
Saturday Night Live character.
Yeah.
The flame shot up. All the customers ran out. But thankfully, the staff was able to use fire extinguishers. The guy did accidentally set his own hand on fire before fleeing the scene. Setting fire to a Spanish bar, $10,000. Watching the man set his own hand on fire in the process, priceless.
Yes, indeed.
But of course, if you're, you know, going over to Spain and you do want mayonnaise, the most popular brand in Barcelona is called El Duque's. There it is. Thank you.
But it depends on the, if you go into the wrong business and ask for El Duque's.
Right.
It could be a problem. Just it's mind
also,
yourself.
It's also where one of our podcast buddies, Chad Duques, yeah. That's what they call his show when they download it in Mexico.
Mike,
El,
they don't
the
sell,
El Duque show.
They that's don't it. In Spain have Elmans?
Elmans.
Elmans.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was it. We've got lots of show coming up, but first, ladies and gentlemen, I really want to tell you about a brand new sponsor. There you go. I found it. It's not brand new.
No,
they've been
but
a sponsor for
they're
a while.
So great. It feels like the first time every time.
I had to turn my brain back on just then because, you know, sometimes at night I have trouble shutting it off. But not with Souls Out of Office gummies. Great segue. Are you, they're your ticket. Let's start again. There they are. Are you having trouble shutting your brain off at night? Souls Out of Office gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off naturally. With the perfect mix of CBD and THC, they deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks, get it, creativity.
Yes.
Choose your vibe from a late night 1.5 microdose to the bold new 15 milligram Spiwak gummy.
I'm in love with the 15.
When
it
you,
is perfect.
Want to fully unplug. Rob?
Yes.
Rob, wake up.
No, it would be me just saying something and then say, what was I saying?
Yeah, it's TikTok Live, Rob.
Yeah, prefer, it is TikTok Live.
Prefer right. Sipping? Try the new out-of-office beverage. You're in my refrigerator right now. It's a refreshing, alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Carla loves them. And when it's deep, restorative sleep you're after, Soul Sleep Gummies have you covered. Every product hemp-derived, delicious, crafted with wellness in mind, so you can actually feel good about feeling good. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll never look back. It's the great. It's my favorite sponsor we've ever had, I think.
Movie review for old movie time. Movie review for old movie time. Josh Ciroka is turning into Rob Spiewak and went to an old movie in the theater. Clue.
I did. I went and saw Clue.
Clue
the
is
40-year-old anniversary.
Is it 40 years old?
Yes.
That's about right, yeah, because yeah. I saw it in the theater.
A similar thing that I know you would love, Rob, and I might even be right next to you on that one. But tell us about Clue, yeah. Josh. How was the experience?
So I was shocked it was sold out when I went. Lots of people there, really excited about this movie, laughing at everything that wasn't that funny.
What was the dork factor in the theater, in your humble opinion?
A bunch of Rob Spiewaks and wigs.
Okay. All right, there you go.
Well, they weren't wearing wigs. They just looked like they had hair. Yes. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I might have been the youngest person there. Well, no, Kelly went with me, so Kelly was the youngest person there. And I'll tell you, I've never seen Clue. 10 minutes into it, I said, oh, this is a Rob Spiewak movie.
Uh-huh. Now, what would...
It's all puns. It's all puns and stupid jokes.
Wordplay. Now, there's a lot of wordplay, yeah.
Yes. Now, about... two-thirds into it, when Tim Curry's running around and starting to put the pieces together.
An actor!
Exactly. So that's when I really enjoyed the movie and started being like, all right, this is a fun movie.
Okay.
And enjoying it.
That, it ended strong for you. That's good.
Yeah, that and the 1985 homosexuality references.
Yes, also fun.
We're also fun because we have moved away from those type of jokes.
Yes. Well, it's the land you want to live in where, you know, where the minorities and the gays are routinely picked on.
Yes.
Make America great again.
The weird thing about that strain of humor in Clue is that there was the 1985 sort of rationale for making the jokes, but a movie based in 1955. So they were writing about something that was already out of date. But all in all, thumbs up, thumbs down?
It's a thumbs up. But it took me about half the movie, two-thirds of the movie, to enjoy it.
It gets better the more you
Josh
watch it.
Josh made that reference to the 1980s gay jokes, I just heard that crash. Every time Josh says something like that, Trip Affleck throws a coffee cup. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. But anywho, so you on a scale of 1 to 10 Sirocas, how many do you give it?
Oh, it's probably a 7.
7.
I enjoyed
That's strong. That's strong.
Yeah, it came out, it really strong ended for me.
And also, Mike, you have to know that it is a better movie now than when it was released, because remember, the thing was, when it was released, it had three different endings. So if you wanted to see all the endings, you had to go to all the theaters to do it. I saw two of them. I didn't see the third. But now they have re-edited it for television, and I probably for your presentation last night, that includes all three endings.
Well,
and
no,
it's much more satisfying.
I only got one ending.
Oh, really?
But it's what the people said was the pinnacle,
the
legendary
ending.
The best ending.
Good.
Before we move on here, I do want to mention, Rob, I don't know whether you've seen it or not, but they are, and Josh, you might be intrigued in this too, the Sphere out in Las Vegas running this amazingly recreated Wizard of Oz that just looks like it might be really special.
It looks neat.
I'd chop off a toe to go there, and one of my good toes.
Just really special to see. And now, were they hyping it? First of all, I hate that when they're talking about the work that was done and how wonderful we are. And that, I know they're hyping the movie, but it really does look like they have done a CGI recreation and kept the integrity of the film. But they might be also doing some special effects in the Sphere? Is that
true? There's two things at play here. Is that The Wizard of Oz was never filmed in widescreen, and it was never, you know, reformatted to widescreen, because it was in 1939. It has a 4:3 ratio. So the Sphere, as you know, has a massive screen. And there are scenes where they had to digitally extend the set, if that makes sense.
Like, the background, and they enhanced it as well.
And it's gorgeous.
It looks amazing. I mean, I have always wanted to go to the, I think everybody that cares about any kind of entertainment would love to go visit the Sphere. And did you guys ever go inside? Didn't they give tours or something
they
like
did.
That?
I have not done it.
You did. You were going to do it, weren't you, Josh, at one point?
I want to. I just didn't have time when we were there.
Yeah, we were busy. The other thing that they're doing is, Mike, and you incorporated this, is what they call the 4D.
We were too busy spending time in the anus of Las Vegas.
Yes, we all had to deal with Josh's plumbing problems. The hours were eaten up. But
You can zip line from one side of the anus to the other. There you go.
They do have special effects, or what they call 4D effects. Like when the cyclone is coming through, the tornado, they kick up wind and leaves and paper in the Sphere, so you feel like you're in a tornado.
It just, to be in that room would be so cool. And I like concerts somewhat, not like you do.
Right.
But, you know, to go see U2 or the Eagles or whoever's there.
Kelly wants to go see the Backstreet Boys, who are there now. And I don't care at all about them, but I would go just to be in the Sphere.
Now,
just
are they
to see the Sphere?
Just
right.
to see the presentation.
Are the Backstreet Boys, are they performing or like selling programs? What are they doing at the Sphere?
They are making billions of dollars.
I know, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Oh, they're popular. They really are. But I mean, this to me would be almost an excuse to, you know, flirt with my degenerate gambler habit.
I also like the giant legs outside of the Sphere.
Yeah, very,
have
very
it, like
cool.
The Sphere fell on.
Yeah. And they and they also do a thing where the Dorothy's checkerboard blue and white dress, they do
Gingham.
That. I mean, that is really, you got to hand it sometimes to Vegas for coming up with
doing the show.
Another attraction where I'm surprised we haven't seen development of spheres in other cities.
In
I'm really
Loudoun County, we
that.
Have the Tube.
It's got to take a lot of work.
It does.
And a lot
I would
of
imagine
money.
It does. So, anywho, we
but
will
here's
move on.
Mike, what you can't
ahead.
Do, you cannot fly to Vegas to see it and then miss it because you're on a hot run. You've got, if you fly to see it, you've got to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I really would love to do that. You know, if
I'd love
get
to
out
meet
the,
you there.
Yeah. That would be fun. I would love
Wouldn't
to
it?
Go. I would go. I would go. But I mean, you know, I'm scared. I really am. I'm scared because you know what I love to do the most.
Yeah.
And, you know, there will be downtime.
Oh, I thought it was the flying monkeys.
No. Also scary.
By the way, as a little bitty, when I watched that, the witch scared the crap out of me when I was a little kid, along with many people in the baby boomer era that were terrified by that movie. But
I was scared of the Munchkins. I didn't mind the witch. I didn't like all the little people.
You didn't like especially, we represent. Yeah. They were terrifying, weren't they?
They were terrifying, absolutely.
And who knows, behind the scene the whole time they were banging like rabbits.
That's right. Thank you, Mike. They had they were a troupe called the Singer Midgets. And Leo Singer, this is true, took a bus around the United States to find dwarves or little people to be in the movie. And there was like 100 of them. Mm-hmm. And they were all pissed because they got paid less than Toto.
Wow.
They really did.
Boy, they really boned them. And then they got back.
Toto was on screen the entire movie.
Yeah.
He had a better agent. We got to move on.
Toto's agent.
Coming up, I do have to ask you guys a food question, a fast food question. But first, I want to tell you that shopping is a low-key hassle. Enough already. Thank God times have changed and everything
you need
can be purchased at MikeOMaraShow.com. This is where you end the search for TMOS merch. We've got mugs. We've got sexy shirts with new designs. I think you can see your nipples through the shirts that we sell.
You designed that one, Mike, because you hate wearing a bra.
Yeah, and by the way, Millie Bobby Brown, who lets you see through the material, not mine. Holes cut out.
That's fantastic.
Well, the instructions tell you how
to do
that.
It doesn't come that way.
No, it
doesn't.
You have to adjust it. I have to be honest.
Does it come with a hole punch?
Well, you know, new designs are arriving every day. You never know what we're going to put up there. Hats, mugs, TMOS beach towel. By the way, let me tell you something about the beach towel.
Yes.
It's soft. I like the... I used to watch commercials where the lady would say, it's so soft. There's a T on the end of it.
I know.
Soft and super absorbent. Plus, for the first time ever, our TMOS family cookbook. Pre-order it right now. And yes, never fear, darling. We have pickleball paddles still available.
Mike, major cookbook announcement. It took many emails.
Yes.
But our cookbook will feature Jimmy's recipe for wings.
Very exciting.
Jimmy sent that along last night. I can't wait.
Yeah.
So cool.
And it's all in the sauce. So stay out of the kitchen and hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Click store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Pre-order your family cookbook from TMOS, the source for all things for the show. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, life is much more fun when you're refreshed, and our store refreshes you. Best. Let me start again. Jesus Christ. And remember our motto that I could hardly read. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed, and our store refreshes you best. It's the refreshing-est.
Would you like me to sing it? Do you want to think it would be better if we sang it?
I don't even know how to sing.
Okay, it goes like, no, I'll do it. It goes like this. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed, and our store refreshes you best. It's the refreshing-est. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I want to ask you guys about a new place that's getting a little buzz down here. Do you have, in the D.C. area, do you have a Whataburger up there? Do you have Whataburger?
I think we do. I've seen it, but I can't place where it would be. What's that noise, all that?
Somebody's pounding.
Yeah. Getting it done.
Is that my house?
That is your house.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pounding at my house.
Do you think they're fixing the roof already? We just...
Did you call
seriously?
A roofer?
We did. I mean, I went to the roofer and she approved... Well, she approved the thing yesterday. That's quick.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Do you want to go out and make sure it's not a burglar?
Yeah. Let me just
make sure they're on the roof.
Yes.
Let me take a
peek. It's just the cover charge.
We do have Whataburgers around here, though.
Aren't they in a lot of airports? It seems to me that might be an airport thing.
I know it's a Texas fast food place.
Okay. I'm bringing up their map. I'm bringing up the Whataburger locator menu.
You know what?
I think there's one near you.
I just looked out the window.
Uh-huh.
Woodpecker?
I don't know. Yeah. Can imagine that woodpecker? Be like one of those dodo birds,
big
right?
Fella.
With the big giant thing.
Yeah.
So you don't, but you do or you don't have, do you have them in St. Augustine, John?
We do. We have multiple here. It's not, it's, they, good. Good burgers, poor, slow service is my issue here.
And the burger.
I have two or three locations. They're all that way.
So you've been there. Anything stand out in your mind, or is it just another burger joint?
They have a spicy ketchup that they give out in little, like, you know, like sauce containers. And really, I go there for the onion rings and the spicy ketchup.
So the onion rings are really good.
Yes.
That's not ketchup. But enjoy your onion rings.
What is that? What are you doing?
Human blood. No Whataburger near me. I just did a Google search. I guess I've seen it on the road or maybe in airports.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But it's the... Isn't it the flavor of the month? It Girl it for burger joints right now?
You know? And Mike, you'll love it because they've got a ton of milkshakes. So they've got the ice cream side covered, and they are 24 hours.
Oh, so 24 hours? Anytime.
Yeah.
Mike, you're going to have to leave the app and come back. We can't hear you.
Yeah, same issue as yesterday, Mike.
I can read his lips. He said, damn it.
Well, what's weird is it's about the same time it happened in the show yesterday.
Do you think he hit something?
Maybe when he got up to look out the window.
Maybe. Now, how many different flavors of milkshakes? This is intriguing.
I think they've got like 24 or something.
Because I'm a big fan of the Chick-fil-A milkshakes. And they've changed their peach milkshake. They're not using peaches anymore.
I've noticed the same thing.
They're it sucks.
Good. Yes.
Don't hear you, Mike. Do not hear you.
Yeah, the peach milkshake is not good. I get the, when I go to Whataburger, I get the, I just got it the other day, the Bacon Wrangler Double.
Okay, describe
this. It's got like the crispy onion rings.
Right.
Barbecue sauce on a cheeseburger, two different types of cheese with two patties, pickles, and some type of sauce.
And bacon, obviously.
There's bacon on there too.
I don't go for barbecue sauce on a hamburger. It's not my scene. I can do it, but it's not my preferred.
It's not my bag, man. Right.
Hey, you're back.
They got a good spicy breakfast sandwich as well. That's pretty good.
What specifically did they do to the peach milkshake that deteriorated?
They went from fresh peaches to what I consider either canned or frozen. And peaches change when you preserve them.
And you can tell by the flavor profile.
100%.
Prior to that, they had used fresh peaches.
And it was a game-changing milkshake.
I think, at a fast food place, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. They've also limited it down to just one size now. And it's never big enough.
Yeah. Mike, it's 68 ounces.
Oh, man. Those pesky Christians. Anyway, we have to...
Whataburger, you can get a Dr. Pepper milkshake.
Really?
I would do that.
I know you would. I know you would, Rob.
Mike, I would drink that.
I'd go for it. Sorry I lost contact with you guys for a while.
Whenever you do that, I always feel I've messed up. And you just said, screw
Richmond,
it.
Richmond's your closest Whataburger.
Well, maybe if I go see Julia, I can go get one.
That's it. Absolutely. Yep. Hey, everybody, we got more show coming. A beautiful video from Rob. But first, I want to tell you, if you're looking to lose weight and feel your absolute best, who isn't? But it's not an easy task until now. DermGlow Skin partners with a top telehealth company to bring you proven weight loss solutions and a full range of peptides for a total body wellness, or total body wellness, if I read it correctly. Mm-hmm. Their weight loss options include GLP-1 injections, GLP-1 GIP injections, and the brand new option of once weekly oral drops, GLP-1 and GLP-1 GIP. That means no needles, but the same amazing results, whether you want to tighten and firm your skin, burn fat, build muscle, improve gut health, reduce inflammation, or practically anything else. DermGlow has a peptide for it. Reach out to Carla anytime. And coming soon, a bunch of different products that she's very excited about sharing with all of you at DermGlowSkin.com. Carla can help. Helping you look and feel your best is her passion. So there's a special offer right now. GLP-1 GIP is $70 off. So it's the perfect time to start. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Let's go to DermGlowSkin.com. Be sweet!
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Oh, Mike, the shotgun. W-R-B-Q. One of my all-time favorites. Now, this is a funny prank. I don't know if we covered it. It's a couple years old, but I've brought back something that I like to call the Beautiful Video Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And as a look backwards, this is a lady's first day at the office, and they have a 9 o'clock meeting. And they
don't say anything to set it up, but they start the meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. And they obviously don't start every meeting with the Pledge of Allegiance. They're just working this lady. And it's fun to watch her because it's so awkward.
You ready to start the meeting?
Yes.
It's the lady in the cream on the left.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands.
She looks uncomfortable.
She does.
God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gets better.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light when so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming.
All right, lose the gum, new girl. Yeah, lose the gum. That ruined the video for me.
That's Enrico Palazzo, Mike.
Maybe before you do your meeting, you spit out your gum.
Mike Morgan Wallen. I actually Googled how to say his name, so I got it right.
Country
today.
Artist.
Yes. In 2016, this video has been bouncing around. They asked him what his dream lineup would be if he were at a concert. Now, keep in mind, right now, he is literally the hottest thing in country music. Okay. He is a big, big star. But let's go back 9 years and see what he'd like to do.
So if I could have a dream lineup show, and I mean, hopefully I'm the headliner, I would put Eric Church, Chris Cornell, any band that he's ever been involved with. I really don't care as long as he's there singing. I would probably put Drake there. And Tim McGraw.
I love the fact that Drake is now basically a punchline, and he has him in his ultimate lineup. That's how things have changed in 9 years.
Why has he not put this together for like a one-night thing yet?
Because he's lazy.
If it's going around the internet.
Don't know.
I have no idea.
It's a moneymaker.
It would be a huge moneymaker. And Drake could also sell tickets.
I just lied. I'm sorry. Sometimes you I hate it when I lie when I said I'd go.
I wouldn't. You wouldn't go there. We're at the Wizard of Oz that night, Mike.
Hey, if it's at the Sphere, I'll go.
Mike, stop lying. Oh, shut up. You Mike, shut up. Yes, go ahead.
Speaking of country music, I was worried that Billy Ray and Miley were estranged. I had heard things that they don't get along anymore.
Yeah, it seems like they go on and off periodically.
Well, right? They seem to be back in a good place. For Billy Ray's birthday, Miley recorded a song for him. He loves, apparently, Fleetwood Mac. So she wrote and recorded a song with Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood. Ooh. And sent it to him. And tell me this doesn't sound like Fleetwood Mac. And the full record will drop
soon.
Oh, but
she's got, and her vocal quality is very Stevie Nicks.
Wait till you hear it. You're going to love it. And this will drop soon.
Secrets. I want to keep your secrets. Like sunlight in the shadows. Like footsteps in the grass.
I don't need to see him laying around in the grass.
I also don't like the song.
And, you don't? But it does sound like Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, absolutely. Sounds like I'd like to hear.
Birthday present for him that she's now going to sell and make millions off of.
That's true. You know what he'd rather?
I think it's some marketing.
What he'd really like is a gift card for Whataburger.
And some hair coloring.
Mike, that's all natural.
He's like the guy I used to see at motorcycle rallies that was like 70 years old, and he had a jet black Blackstone beard.
Exactly. Hello.
The whole time. No, I love the, she's completely, I mean, if Stevie Nicks ever,
she could do the tour.
It buys the farm, Miley could do it. Yeah. She's got that voice, an old gypsy.
I think, didn't we figure out, and I don't know if we have it set up, we can do it right now, that when you use the voice changer to make your voice very low, but then sang high, that was the way to approximate Stevie Nicks.
Hold on a second.
I think that's how we did it.
And I just don't like that the song's about keeping her dad's secrets.
But you have to sing as low as you can now.
But a gypsy. Give me a Fleetwood Mac song, Rob. I got let me see.
The Chain. You don't love me now.
Don't love me now. I'm an insane and again with
Can we send this off to Billy Ray Cyrus for a birthday present, please?
Secrets.
Would you like
a secret?
Do you have a cigarette, Molly?
Yeah. Oh, I need a spliff.
Okay. Mike, I know that if you're wearing a wedding ring, you wear an inexpensive one, right?
I do. Okay. Stainless steel.
I have my original ring. I'm not wearing it right now because I took it off when I went to King's Dominion because I didn't want it to fall off on the water rides. But Carrie's
When did you go to King's Dominion?
Don't you remember July 4th? I just haven't put it back on. You want to see me put it back on? I'll put it back on.
No. Just it seems like an odd excuse.
Well,
I know you don't leave the house, but
I lost my wedding ring in a pool.
Here's the thing: he leaves the house all the time without his wedding ring, so he can go chase ass.
Yeah, I love
at
to get
the Costco.
Get some trim at the Costco.
Rob's addicted to strange.
I love strange, Mike. But I did lose my ring once. I lost my ring once in a swimming pool, and it kind of flipped me out. Anyway, Carrie's ring is pretty expensive, and it's a family heirloom. How far would you go if your wife lost their ring and it meant something? It wasn't like a replacement. It was the original ring.
I mean, how far would you go to find it?
Yeah. Would you dig in a compost pile?
15 tons of rotting, steaming, stinking compost, and somewhere in this mound might be his wife's wedding rings.
She never takes them off.
But while washing her hands at a restaurant, Janine Van Iseldyk realized they had somehow slipped off.
Left the restaurant? I'm like, I can't even wait for the check.
After a frantic search, the couple figured the rings must have slipped off into the compost. But by now, the garbage had already been collected.
So gross.
Go to the dump in the morning and ask them if I could go through the compost pile.
He said, let me try. I said, okay.
In other words, just about everyone, including Denny Webster at the Mission Sanitary Landfill, thought this
Denny
was
helped
a lost
him,
cause.
My brain was trying to figure out a way to tell him to go buy his wife new wedding rings.
However, admiring the dedication,
I was grabbing it from there.
Webster dug out smaller piles for Steve Van Iseldyk's smelly treasure hunt.
When he has something on his mind, he makes sure he does it.
Bit by bit, he began to recognize his own waste.
Recognize.
A popcorn bag, he yelled out.
Oh, there's my sausages.
And if you can believe he suddenly had one ring. And within an hour, he had them both.
What a guy!
It was all slimy with popcorn and butter.
So he...
Let's just...
I thought they lost it at a restaurant.
Yeah.
No, they noticed it was gone at the restaurant.
What?
They noticed... That's when they noticed it was gone. And they got out of the restaurant, and she was washing her hands. She noticed her rings were gone. And they looked around the restaurant. It wasn't there. And that's when they realized...
Because she was reaching into the popcorn bag?
I don't know. Because
the popcorn and sausages are from home then?
Yeah.
Who eats sausages at the movies?
I'm
totally confused.
Mike, the sausages are at home.
Oh.
Because,
hold on a second.
All right.
The news story starts out, they were at a restaurant.
Yes. Right.
And then they put it in a compost pile. What the hell is going on?
Okay, Mike, they went to the restaurant.
Started from the beginning. I will take the time to do that.
All right.
Watch this story and we'll go piece by piece.
They had somehow slipped off. Might be his wife's wedding rings.
She never takes them off.
But while washing her hands at a restaurant, Janine Van Iseldyk realized they had somehow slipped off.
The restaurant? I'm like, I can't even wait for the check.
After a frantic search, the couple figured the rings must have slipped off into the compost.
Okay. Got it?
But like, they never explain. Okay, yeah. at his compost at his house?
Yes.
So they have a compost thing at their house?
Yes, but it was picked up and taken away. So that's what they deserve.
But I thought you were supposed to keep compost if we're getting really into the weeds with this story.
You know, Mike, and you know what? If you use compost, you won't have any weeds.
But, I mean, compost is used for fertilizer, right?
Yeah,
that's what you use
exactly.
It for.
So but
why do you have it taken away?
I think a lot of places it's required to compost. And this is Canada, so it's
and
all screwed up anyway.
And who uses popcorn in their compost pile?
I would love to be at a city dump where a fat guy yells to me, "Hey, my sausages."
Right. I'd only dig through that if the hand was still attached.
And maybe not even then. And I do like the fact that they...
You wrap it up. He gets the last
word
on that.
Okay, and that, Mike, that is your beautiful video.
Josh Schroka says, I would only dig through that pile if the hand was still attached. That
stand by
is...
That.
That's how we end our day. I think that's awesome. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. I hope tomorrow to technically get through a show without losing connection. with
you. It's good to, Mike, it's good to have hope.
There's something gribbly going on in this home, and I'm concerned about it. So
The roofers did it.
Well, we'll find out if they're really here. We'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy your day, everybody. For Josh Sharok and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Compost.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Cotton nail bath tissue.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.